lead some dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Best chance in the afternoon and evening, high around 90. Then over the weekend, better news. The storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be widely scattered around, but not as many. High temperature both days in the lower 90s and more scattered storms Monday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today, and you can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Supreme Court has stayed the murder trial of Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. Smith was scheduled to go on trial Monday for the 2016 shooting death of Greg Gunn. Defense attorneys hope the Supreme Court will consider four issues, including a change of venue and the request for immunity. Montgomery police are investigating a Wednesday morning shooting that left two people injured. It happened in the 1700 block of Hamlet Court. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries, the other has serious injuries. And Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the timeline for the statue of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is behind schedule. It was originally slated to be unveiled in August, but had been pushed back once to December. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chris Collins, a Republican from New York, has been indicted on insider trading and securities fraud.
Rick Gates, the government's key witness in the Paul Manafort bank and tax fraud trial, testify against his business partner and former Trump campaign chair.
California's largest wildfire on record continues to grow.
The National Interagency Fire Center says large fire activity continues in 14 states.
The Academy Awards has approved new changes for the Oscars telecast, including a commitment to keep the show to 3 hours.
A man shot and killed a female patient, then himself, at a hospital in Valhalla, New York.
USC President C.L. Max Nikias has stepped down.
SeaWorld says it's cutting more jobs.
DACA recipients remain in limbo.
New York will be the first U.S. city to place a cap on ride-sharing licenses, services like Uber and Lyft.
126 people who work at Element Electronics will soon be out of a job.
There's no end in sight to the diplomatic standoff between Canada and Saudi Arabia. The kingdom is now ordering Saudi students to leave Canada.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Time 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday, by the way.
A couple of reminders here. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Also a reminder, they've got the pecan crusted chicken. I'm sorry, pork chops that are on sale for $5.99. They are delicious. And then they have the Colosso shrimp. And $12.99 a pound. That's $5 off. It's normally $17.99. Plus, they're doing the ribs for $11.99 cooked on Saturday from 11 to 3. Saturday, 11 to 3, cooked ribs. Also, any caller can get in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Well, let's see. We've got Mr. Electric himself on, the one and only Dan Black.
Well, hello, sir. How are you today?
I am doing great, Dan. I'm so glad that you called in today because I've been talking to people about working for Mr. Electric, that you're looking for people, but I want you to tell them on a first-hand basis exactly what you're looking for.
Well, thanks, Dan. We are looking for electricians with a minimum of three, preferably five or more years of residential service experience, service installation, and obviously commercial experience is a plus as well. But that's the kind of the criteria what we're looking for. Obviously, people that are ambitious, that want to earn a good living, we provide a really good salary and benefits package. And we want people that are looking for a career opportunity, not just a job, but actually a career opportunity. And with Mr. Electric, we offer that very competitive package of salary and benefits. Great working environment, great opportunity to have a vehicle provided, all expenses provided. It's a great opportunity for somebody that's looking for a job in the electrical field.
Now, is completely salaried. It's not a base plus a per piece type thing. It's a salary position.
We have different packages. Now we do offer an hourly rate if they were interested in that. But the income opportunity is a lot greater if they're open to other opportunities. I mean, we do have situations where electricians can earn a percentage, of the work whenever they go out into the field, and some guys like that opportunity because they basically set their own goals, financial goals, whereas with an hourly wage, you're pretty much going to be stuck in that hourly wage. But with the opportunity we offer, we're basically saying, look, guys, we want to partner with you. We're going to put you in business, which is what we're doing. We're giving them a van. We're giving them uniform. We're giving them all kinds of benefits, and they don't have to pay anything out of their pocket. They're basically in business. They're just under the Mr. Electric umbrella, and they don't have any overhead. They have an opportunity to make a great salary, we've got guys in the Mr. Electric family, that are making $80,000 a year as electricians.
Wow.
And so it's a grand opportunity. And again, if a guy's comfortable and he doesn't want to hustle and he just wants to cruise through life, we don't want a guy like that. We want a guy that is ambitious, that wants to earn an exceptional living and enjoy what he's doing.
So somebody that's currently an electrician, then they could move over to you if they have that 3 to 5 years of experience and kind of bring some of their client base with them.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly we would welcome that if somebody wanted to do that. If they've got some customers, or there may even be an electrician out there that's a one man operation. He's been out there by himself all these years. He's tired of the headaches of the administrative part of the business, and he just wants to be an electrician. And he can come to work with us, and he has no overhead. He doesn't have the headaches of you can only do one or two jobs, and then you're waiting for the next job. With us, the phone is always ringing. We've always got work for these guys, and that's what's happening. We have, obviously part of it is thanks to you guys there at the radio station for Dan Moore Show for driving so many good customers to us. We're needing more people, so that's the situation.
I like that, Dan. Well, I'm glad that you got to explain that to the audience directly. And should they call your general number, or is there a different number? Should I use the 269-8886?
That's fine. That number's fine, Dan. They can reach me through that number. They can ask for me whenever they call. And if I'm not available, we can certainly leave their name and number, and I'll get right back to them as soon as possible.
Dan, I really appreciate you. I'm so glad that the audience is responding to you so well, because I tell you one thing, you're making them happy. That's the main thing.
Well, we appreciate all the work that you've done there, Dan. We look forward to a long-term relationship with you guys there at the station, and look forward to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Black, Mr. Electric, give him a call if you're looking for a job, 269-8886. And let me tell you, if you're an existing electrician and you want to bring some of that business and partner with Dan, he's a great guy, folks. Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dan.
That's interesting. $85,000.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, really. See, that's what I like is where you're partnering with your employees and you're basically putting them in business, giving them the truck, giving them the uniform, you got the back office, and that's where business is going. That's what my business is. I'm the front office for Ameriprise, but Ameriprise is my back office, so I don't have to have all this other stuff. All I need is a laptop and a place to meet with clients, and then I'm ready. So that sounds like a heck of an opportunity for folks that are in the electrician business, and they want to kind of be in their own business. Let me give you that number. Get ready to copy this, folks, and his name is Dan Black, 334-269-8886, 269-8886. Okay, we've had a, by the way, can you swing over what we didn't finish on those clips yesterday that which one was it? No, let me do this. I can go back and look at it. Let's do we have a congressman that is in a heap of trouble. I did not understand the complete story when it first broke because it broke so fast, and then they were doing the press conference with the FBI right before the show, so I didn't get to see it. But let's listen in that Representative Chris Collins got busted by the feds. Now, if you watch Morning Joe today, what they did is they lined up all the people that have been involved in Trump and Trump campaign and how many of those people have been arrested. And they throw this guy's name in there because he's one of the first people to support Trump. And he was Trump's guy in New York or something like that. So Joe Scarborough has got corruption, Trump connected in the campaign. And I mean, they went through the campaign manager arrested, the campaign deputy lying, charged with lying to the FBI, you know, national security about it. Nothing to do with Trump. Everything to do with something else. Nothing. I mean, it was about lying to the FBI, not all the other crap that they're coming up with.
No, about their.
Okay, so let's listen to Representative Collins charged.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins says he will fight federal charges of insider trading and run for re-election. The New Yorker, who's a key ally of President Trump, is charged with conspiracy, securities and wire fraud, and making false statements to the FBI.
Video uncovered by CBS News appears to show Collins on his phone at the moment prosecutors say he gave inside information to his son. Tony DeCopel is at the Manhattan Federal Courthouse where Collins appeared yesterday.
Collins, his son, and the father of his son's fiancée faced 13 charges altogether. They pled not guilty to all of them in a courthouse here behind me yesterday, and they're now free on a $500,000 bail bond. That may sound like a lot, but investigators say their combined trades saved them more than $750,000 in what would have been losses.
The charges that have been levied against me are meritless.
Hours after federal prosecutors arrested Republican Chris Collins on accusations of insider trading, the New York representative said he looked forward to being fully vindicated and exonerated.
Throughout my tenure in Congress, I have followed all rules and all ethical guidelines.
According to the indictment, Collins sat on the board and was the top shareholder of Innate Immunotherapeutics, an Australian biotechnology company. Collins was at the White House picnic last summer when the FBI says he got an email from Innate CEO with, quote, bad news. One of the company's most important products and intended treatment for multiple sclerosis was a clinical failure. Wow, Collins wrote back, according to the indictment, how are these results even possible?
Okay, so I did not realize that he was on the board of the company. And so when you're on the board of the company and you have inside information and you act on that inside information, that's insider trading. Now, even though he didn't do his own account, and he didn't want to do his own account because he was under investigation by the House Ethics Committee, So then he picks up the telephone and he talks to his son and other family members and got them to either short the stock or sell their stock or both. Now, that one is going to be, being in the finance business and being a broker myself, that's a major no-no if you're acting on something that you've got inside information on and then you're acting on it, and then you're really in trouble if you're telling somebody else about it. So the movie Wall Street, for example, that's what happened in that. They were acting on inside information, and they ended up taking them down. This is also one of the most, one of the wealthiest members of Congress that is there. I think he's in the top three list, and that's saying a lot. And I've always been curious is that people that cheat or have a lot of money, sometimes cheating is the way they have it. And so the fact that he did this so quickly, being on a board of a company because he's one of the largest stockholders, man. And how do you do that without somebody seeing? Because what happens is if you're a shareholder and a shareholder trades stock, then you've got to report it. So he didn't want to do that. You have to report that you're an insider. You can see how many people that are insiders on a company that are board members are selling their stock. That's supposed to kind of give you an indication that you know something's up. That wasn't as bad as him telling other people, and that was inside trading information. So let's continue with this guy because he is going to be hurt.
Footage uncovered by CBS News appears to show what allegedly happened next. Collins on the phone with his son Cameron, illegally sharing news of the disastrous drug trial. The FBI says Cameron began dumping his shares of the company and passed the tip to his fiancée and her father. When news of the drug failure broke 5 days later, Innate's shares dropped 92%.
Donald Trump is a movement!
Collins was the first congressman to endorse then-candidate Trump. On Wednesday, he became the first congressman to be charged with a crime since Trump's presidency.
Congressman Collins, who, by virtue of his office, helps to write the laws of our nation, acted as if the law didn't apply to him.
There was a lot of suspicious stock trading activity.
Craig Holman is with the advocacy group Public Citizen, which flagged Collins' alleged misconduct early last year.
Suddenly, I suspect many members of Congress are going to start reevaluating whether they want to continue playing in the stock market.
Now, Collins faces as much as 150 years behind bars if convicted on all those counts. His attorney is quick to point out that Collins is not accused of trading any stock himself, just passing along that information. And he says his client looks forward to mounting a vigorous defense and rebutting all those charges. Now, we should point something out. This may surprise people. It is legal for a sitting member of Congress to serve on a corporate board as long as he or she is not being paid directly.
And this was, and you're going to hear in the next report that we're going to do that he's running for office. And I guess there's no reason for him not to. He's going to try to string this thing out. I wonder what the effect is going to be on him and his election. And I wonder if there's a Democrat opponent that's worth anything. News Talk 93.1. There'll be more with Chris Collins right after this.
Because I love you too much, baby.
The Dan Morris Show.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't. Suspicious mind.
liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I want to thank everyone for voting Mr. Sandman the best mattress store in Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga counties. We have been voted number one 18 of the last 20 years. Visit us and learn how a local store with a huge inventory, always discounted, can outservice and undersell the big chains. This month, in addition to having a tremendous sale on mattresses and adjustable bases, I am marking down hundreds of headboards and beds. King headboards start at $55 and many are under $100. With over 500 on hand, you have a lot to choose from. Our selection of over 70 mattress models from Serta, Jamison, Restonic, Scandinavian, Pure Talalay Bliss, and others is on sale just in time for back to school. Whether you prefer plush or firm, latex, memory foam, hybrids, pillow tops, or smooth tops, we have the area's largest selection and best prices. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, or on Highway 14, 3 miles east of I-65, across from the Dollar General in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are on a Thursday. I listen to this kind of stuff all day. This is Road Trip, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say my brother, he loves ABBA.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like beach and road trips. He's like, I'm doing it. You know, be talking to him on the phone and have ABBA in the background. Type thing. Rocking along. I love it. Okay, get back to work here. 272-9228, that's where we are. Reminder, Fresh Market on Saturday, 11 to 1, sorry, 11 to 3 is going to be doing the slab of ribs cooked for you for $11.99, and they are delicious. You will love them. Let's pick up with the next part of the Collins Arrested. This is the NBC piece.
Kevin Collins is accused of scheming with his son to avoid significant losses on a biotechnology investment. But this morning, he's fighting the charges and vowing to run for re-election.
The charges that have been levied against me are meritless, and I will mount a vigorous defense in court to clear my name.
Overnight, Congressman Chris Collins responding to multiple charges from federal prosecutors.
Throughout my tenure in Congress, I have followed all rules and all ethical guidelines when it comes to my personal investments.
But the U.S. attorney in New York, a Trump appointee, says Collins broke the law.
Congressman Collins acted as if the law didn't apply to him. These charges are a reminder that this is a nation of laws and that everybody stands equal before the bar of justice.
The crimes revolve around the Australian pharmaceutical company, Innate. Collins, his son Cameron, and his son's future father-in-law, Stephen Zarsky, face 13 criminal counts altogether, including securities fraud and false statements to investigators.
Can you imagine how much money that family's going to have to spend on defending themselves? Damn, it's going to be a lot of money. And interesting part is that will one of the family members, particularly the father-in-law, will he say, I did not know he was on the board. He did not tell me where he got the information from. He just told me that he had the information. That's about the only defense that I think can come up with. The son would definitely have known. And because it seems that the routine went from the congressman told the son, and then the son told the father-in-law. And so did the conversation go along the lines of, Dad just told me, Dad's on the board of XYZ, and he just told me this thing's failed and we need to sell the stock? Because he probably also told them that he needed to buy the stock based on some inside information. The problem was inside information worthy, or was it just kind of making it up as it goes? So let's listen to the second part of this.
According to the indictment, on June 22nd last year, Innate's CEO informed his board of directors, including Collins, that the company's critical drug trial for a form of multiple sclerosis had failed. News that was not yet public. Congressman Collins was at a picnic at the White House. And minutes after getting the news, according to prosecutors, Collins called his son to tell him, breaking federal law. Cameron Collins moved quickly to save his money.
He sold stock based on that inside information and avoided $570,000 in losses. And he also took that illegal inside information and tipped others.
Days later, the stock would plummet. Collins was the first sitting congressman to openly support Donald Trump's candidacy back in 2016. Vowing to fight the charges against him, Collins is now also a candidate fighting to win his own re-election.
As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot.
So, Steph, put a dollar figure on this. How much money was saved by selling that stuff?
So, prosecutors say that the defendants altogether saved something like $750,000 plus on this stock, the large majority of that being Collins's son, Cameron. You know, when that news broke about that failure of the drug trial, the stock for that company dropped 92%.
Man. People's conduct really sometimes surprises me when they know. I mean, this guy's got to be a smart guy. He had to know what he was doing was wrong. And I guess he just thought he couldn't get caught. This hour is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be heading there after the show to go see Mr. Tip Tames and hopefully bump into David Ingram. But guys, go. I'm telling you, you are going to have a great result from seeing them at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Even if they don't have the car that you're looking for there, maybe they can find it. Tip found for a listener a Miata that was white with tan interior with a tan top. Took him a little while to find it, but he found it for him, and he was ecstatic. So maybe they don't have the one that you're looking for. Maybe you're not in the mood, in the business of trying to get a used car right now, but you just want to kind of go out and see what the market is like. Well, they'll be glad to show you that, and particularly look at your car and see what kind of trade-in you can get on it. I tell you, they've taken such good care of so many people that I'm involved in. Guys, go and see them. Tell them thank you for being a sponsor of the Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's a better buy at Brubaker. Say that three times fast. Hot weather, preseason football, who will the quarterback be this year? We have thousands of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to choose from at Brubaker. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti in Montgomery and Prattville. The all-new 2019 Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake on Labor Day or to the tailgate. Kia, we will not be undersold. It is a better buy at Brubaker Kia. Try the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler. Smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. It is a better buy at Brubaker. All at Brubaker Motors this week. Come experience the Brubaker difference.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dame, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. The creation of President Trump's proposed Space Force is moving forward. Vice President Mike Pence today talking about developing a new military branch.
Since the dawn of the space age, America has remained the best in space.
The proposed Space Force would be separate from the current military branches and be responsible for national security outside the Earth's atmosphere. The Kremlin is facing new American sanctions for nerve agent poisonings in the UK.
It's important that we maintain this kind of pressure in order to deter any other nation that might use a nerve agent.
Congressman Ed Royce, Russia has denied any involvement in those attacks. Puerto Rico now estimating Hurricane Maria killed more than 1,400 people. The original estimate was 64 died in last year's hurricane. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our rain chances are getting a lot better today and tomorrow. Still no guarantee that every town will be affected, but partial sunshine today, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. High temperature in the lower 90s. A couple of the storms could have gusty winds and certainly some dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Best chance in the afternoon and evening, high around 90. Then over the weekend, better news. The storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be widely scattered around, but not as many. High temperature both days in the lower 90s and more scattered storms Monday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today. You can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without you. I can't sleep at night, always thinking about you. But if I had the chance,
272-9228, that's where we are. Tyrone Davis.
Yes.
I can't hold out much longer.
I mentioned yesterday that they had the redaction of some memos from Bruce Orr. And we have a copy of it. It's up on my website if you want to look at it. We're going to read a little pieces of this. But I made the statement that when you look at this, it basically time stamps this where it's starting earlier than the July 31st date that they first came up with. And Bruce Orr, who's number four at the Department of Justice, whose wife is Nellie Orr, who worked at Fusion GPS, is who hired Christopher Steele to go do the dirty dossier. Christopher Steele said out loud, and they've got notations of this in emails, that he hated Donald Trump and that wanted to do everything he could to stop it, and that didn't say that, but he couldn't confirm any of the stuff in the dossier. It was a false document. And so was he falsifying it because they were trying to hurt Trump? And then was Nellie Orr giving that to her husband, Bruce Orr, and Bruce Orr was connected and talking to Christopher Steele? We have several messages, emails, texts back and forth from them. Even after they had let him go and said, you're not supposed to deal, nobody's supposed to deal with Steele anymore. He's a bad guy. He's not reliable.
Right.
They paid him 11 times for information. Now, to me, if Mueller is looking for something that is in the realm of Russia and collusion and cooperating with Russia, I would say that would be it. Because Steele knew that he was cooperating, he was talking to KGB agents. They may have been giving him false information. He may have been making the information up. But he was talking to them. And I think somewhere in the line he probably said, you know, well, he had to. They had to be talking about Trump, and they knew Trump was running for president, because this is post the convention, during and post of the convention. So Rudy Giuliani goes on with Sean Hannity yesterday, and it's very interesting the way he answers this, because I think what is happening is I think Rudy and the president and the president's team knows what's in the documents, because they have seen them unredacted, or at least the president has seen them unredacted. And I think what's going to happen here is in this next FISA application that's going to be declassified 20 pages worth, that this is going to be the, this was a false start to what then later transitioned into the Mueller investigation. This was a false premise of Russia involvement with Trump operation that they used as a narrative that I believe Barack Obama knew about it. I believe Comey knew about it. I believe all the players knew about this. And it was being engineered by Strzok, who was the lead captain on it, who later went up to Mueller's Mueller's team. So I want you to listen to this of Rudy Giuliani talking about it starts with the FISA application and the notes.
All right, let's start with tonight's breaking news. So you got ore, steel, Nelly ore. You got Russian lies.
Can it get any worse? I mean, what do we need to know that this is a totally illegitimate investigation based on a report, a dossier that was paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats? Probably the biggest illegality so far, the biggest collusion so far.
Or conspiracy.
Completely made up, led to nothing except several fraudulent FISA wires. And now we have Mueller, who doesn't seem to care that he's sitting on top of a totally illegitimate investigation.
But the thing about the dossier that she paid for and the fact that the FBI paid Steele, it was designed to misinform the American people with Russian lies to influence the election.
Yes.
There's a great irony here. If it wasn't...
Well, maybe if Mueller and his band of whatever they are, Democrats, right, were fair-minded, maybe they'd investigate. Maybe that's the collusion.
Okay, so he used some words there. Illegitimate investigation based on the information that is coming out. I think what he's doing is he's trying to set this up they know what's going to be on there, or he's been told what's in there, and that sometime in the near future, and which is why Trump is playing this thing of, yeah, okay, we'll see. I really want to talk to Mueller. I really want to talk to him. And they did the negotiation and the kabuki dance back and forth, and they sent back the reply. I think this is leading up to a point where information gets revealed, and it puts everything squarely back that the beginning of the investigation into Russia involvement in the Trump campaign was illegitimate. And so Trump is setting the case up through people like Rudy that delegitimizes the entire thing. Here's another little piece of information for you before we go to this next piece of Rudy. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese nationalist who was her driver for 20 years, who then became an American, but from China nationalist and moved to America for 20 years, who turned out to be an agent for the China government. And the FBI went to her and told her about him. This was an actual operative in driving her around. She said she didn't discuss anything around him and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, sure.
I find that hard to believe, being in the back seat or the front seat of a car that you have a driver in, that they're not paying any. If I could tell you the stuff I've heard. So the FBI goes to her and tells her about this guy. And then she makes arrangements to kind of slowly move him out of the way. Why didn't the FBI do the same thing with Donald Trump? Why didn't they go to the campaign and say, we think people are trying to influence people within your organization? Why didn't that happen? Now, maybe the answer is that it wasn't a legitimate investigation in the beginning. It was a complete phony fraud that they were using to basically track Donald Trump and Donald Trump's campaign people, kind of seeing what they were doing. Then when he won, then they were going to go and mess his hair up. reminder, folks, we're going to be doing the drawing in just a little bit for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. If you want to get in, you better call. Don't just say, put me in, talk to me. But we're going to wrap that up in just a little bit and send that out. Okay, so keep in mind, Dianne Feinstein gets treated one way, Donald Trump gets treated in another way. Just knowing Rudy and having watched him during this thing, he throws things out for a particular reason. And particularly if he's being kind of predictive of stuff. And I think that's exactly what he's doing here. Now let's listen in to why he says the investigation is tainted.
Did you ever hear the Adam Schiff tape that we played?
Yes.
Adam Schiff, he's just dying to get naked pictures of Trump with a Russian. On tape. There's your evidence, Mueller. You can't make it up. I mean, if it wasn't so serious, not only did they try to lie to the American people with Russian lies, now we know after the election, they tried to destroy the president with lies, and now they're connected to Mueller, perhaps?
Yeah, I've never been involved in an investigation on either side that's more illegitimate than this one, that is so obviously more illegitimate. And I wonder, where's the sense of justice on the part of Mueller? On the part of the Justice Department? After all, the Justice Department, this is a Justice Department investigation. He's working for Rosenstein. And at some point, you got to say the irregularities, the unethical conduct.
Double standard.
The double standard, the way in which people who hate Trump were put into primary positions of power has completely tainted this investigation.
Let's go to the phones and go to Teresa. Teresa, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Thursday.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I am really good. And you today?
Oh, good, good. I know you're better than me because today is your Friday, right?
The day is my... You listen, don't you, Teresa? You pay attention.
Yes, I do. I will listen to you every single day. I just don't always call in. It's been a while.
Wow. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I was just listening to you and wondering why the rest of the world doesn't see it like you do. Like, you know, they... didn't let them, the other side, know what was going on, being, you know, Trump. And then, of course, they run to the other side and say, this is happening, you need to distance yourself, and so on and so forth, you know?
Yeah, Teresa, I tell you what, I wish the world would get as plugged into things as I do, but it's I appreciate you listening. I hope I'm helping you out to understand and grasp some of these things.
Always do. Give us all hope out here.
Well, Teresa, it is my pleasure. I'm going to get your name in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket.
And what is your month and day of birth, Teresa?
227.
Okay.
227, not far from me. You're 13 days from me. Teresa,
really?
Yeah, I'm February the 14th, Valentine's Day.
Awesome.
Yeah. Teresa, I hope you hope we get you in here, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to John real quick.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I think what it boils down to, just to simplify and to make it easy, is that I think that they're trying to cover up everything they're done by keeping the attention focused on Trump and his party and everybody surrounding him. You know, and they might have got a sniff of something that might have been illegal that was small that had absolutely nothing to do with what they're talking about. Yet they don't want the attention on them for everything that they've done. They can't change their name.
There you go, deflection. As they say, John, do you want in on the drawing?
I do, and my mother's birthday is 12/30.
12/30 is your birthday?
My mother's.
The day she gave birth to you. Got it.
Right.
Let me go to the phones and go to JoJo. JoJo, real quick.
Okay, hey, now, what do you think about that? Mueller seemed like he might be, you know, deep down a so honest cat, and he's got all the info from everybody. You think in the end he might come out and just, you know, everything he knows, or he thinks he's going to lie and just keep on being a never Trumper?
Rudy Giuliani is going to say something kind of interesting here about that. He kind of says Comey and some others have got some problems. JoJo, would you like to be in on the drawing?
Yes, sir. 125, please.
You got it. Let me go to Ken.
Hey there, Dano.
Hey, Ken. Real quick.
I hope Joey took my instructions and put my name right on top of the stack.
Right off the drawing, yeah.
Drawing.
You're in, my friend.
I agree with you. This, I think the thing, the investigation is beyond tainted. I think it's rotten. There's a book, Dan, by a fellow named Sheenan, a journalist,
yep.
about the Warren investigation
yep.
into JFK's assassination. And if you think the FBI was not completely tainted, even back then, read the book, and you won't be a fan of the FBI.
Ken, thanks for the telephone call. I'm trying to get everybody in here. Wetumpka Weezer, how are you?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm making brownies and looking out.
Okay, what time are you coming over here with the brownies?
Hmm?
What time are you coming over with the brownies?
I might do that one day when I can.
You need to do that and just make sure we have some ice cream with it.
Oh, all right. Sounds good. No, my husband's in Montgomery, and I wanted to surprise him with brownies.
Oh, that is sweet of you.
Yeah, but now he knows because we listen every day.
Ah, okay. Well, so much for the surprise, but I'm sure he'll enjoy it. Wetumpka Weezer, yeah. Would you like to be in on the drawing?
I would love it very much.
You got it. Enjoy those brownies.
Okay,
let's do...
Why don't we hit a break real quick?
Okay.
Well, the entries are closed.
Okay.
We're going to run the random number generator.
The Dan Morris Show.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Okay, let's do this bad boy.
Fade out the Who. Good morning, Debbie.
Debbie's already won too.
Had she? My goodness. So we get all these folks that want that sweet goodness from Sweet Creek.
Here, let's do it again.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure how she snuck in there, so we're going to do this again. Oh, my goodness. I'm just going to give him the fanfare. Ken,
Ken!
Yeah.
Howard Ken?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Ken. Ken, give me a call at 272-9228. You and your bride are winners. Let's do this. Let me go to this next cut here. Look, if I could see the cuts real quick. Yeah, not this one. Go to the one after that.
Things to come.
Things to come.
Mr. Mayor, the Constitution, as our good friend Mark says, Mark Levin, is on the president's side. I agree it's illegitimate, has been. The double standard is so glaring. We have been pointing it out now every night and with new details every night. My question is, I wouldn't give him a thing. You don't owe him a thing. And if he wants a fight, then there's going to be a fight.
Well, we don't like to fight. You know that.
Mr. Mayor, I used to watch your press conferences. I disagree with that.
The reality is, the real story here is not that this case isn't going to fizzle. It's going to blow up on them. The real question is what we talked about before. There's a lot more to what they did that nobody knows about yet.
I know some
more,
of it.
A lot more to the obstruction of justice, to the collusion, to the fake dossier.
Oh, I know.
To trying to bring Steele back in after he was completely discredited.
And then feed it to Mueller.
Yeah. And Mueller is going to have a lot to answer for.
Mr. Mayor,
I said a long time ago, the investigation here has to be in the investigators, because we can't let this happen again in American history. We may not have a president as strong as President Trump. A lesser president could have really been cracked by this.
Did you hear those words? Investigate the investigators. Who said that over a year and a half ago? That would be me. Is that Ken? Nope. I tell you what, Cooper, real quickly, my friend.
Very fast.
Ken, by the way, Ken, you need to call me at 272-9228. You're the winner. Go ahead.
We have a Republican congressman now accused of a crime, and on the surface, looks like some pretty strong evidence against him. And he's refusing to step down. He's going to soldier on. Kind of reminds you of something that happened in Alabama.
Yeah, really. The only problem is if he steps down, I'm not sure. I know what our rules are. I'm not sure what New York's rules are for replacing that person if it's done by a convention or by an executive committee.
You would
certainly be starting out in a kind of a bad situation.
Yep, and you know it's like they're going to go down fighting, and they're just putting Trump one step closer to that cliff.
Yep. Well, also, I think he can make it through the election. The question is, then he steps down, and then you have a special election that would happen.
Well, wait a minute. You said you think he can make it through. You think he's going to get reelected?
I think he will get reelected.
The congressman from New York?
Correct.
Ooh, okay.
Here's why. Because the Republicans will go, we'd rather have a Republican in there than a Democrat in there.
Wait a minute. Alabama didn't do that.
That's because the Republicans didn't, because the Democrats turned down, the Republicans didn't. And this is a general election. That was a special election.
Okie doke.
If that would have been a general election, then Doug Jones wouldn't be in office right now. Ken, let me go to you.